You know, we just didn't play like ourselves. A lot of mental errors we had. We just got to go out there, execute better, and do our job better. And, you know, just come down to the details of the game, like I always talk about, you know, doing your job better than the guy across from you. And, you know, they did it. They did their job better. You know, we had a lot of mental errors. We're fighters. We stuck in there. And, you know, we had a chance to win the game. And, you know, it came down to the wire. But, you know, they were victorious. And now we just went back to the drawing board to figure it out. And now we're on to Cincinnati.
What are your observations on seeing the two long runs for touchdowns on film?
You've seen them two observations. You can tell me about it.
I feel like that was gap control.
Huh?
Gap control.
Yeah, just gap control. You know, little mental errors. Guys out there gaps. You know, guys not coming off on the ball the proper way. Guys, you know, just didn't execute on that in a given play. And, you know, they popped a long run. And, you know, that's pretty much our first really explosive run that we had all year. You know, they had two explosive plays that gave them 14 points, and you know, explosive plays that will kill you. And the biggest thing that we could do is now is we watch the film, you know, be hard on yourself, and you know, have that little edge about you and come back to ready to work on Wednesday.
How much kind of comfort or encouragement is there in the fact that a lot of the reasons you guys lost yesterday were pretty uncharacteristic?
Yeah, you know, it was on us. You know, it was a lot of uncharacteristic things. It was on us, and you know, it's little things that we could fix. We're still 10-3. And we're still facing a good Cincinnati team that we go out there and beat. We control our own destiny, and we just got to, you know, eliminate the mental errors and go out there and just play our style of football.
Is there, like, a key to, like, nipping those things in the bud so they don't spread and become, you know, issues going forward?
Yeah, I think it starts in the beginning of the week, Wednesday, you know, when we have walkthroughs. Walk through and we have practice. Just being, have that sense of urgency, getting lined up, you know, executing a call, running to the ball, and just be on the details of the game. And, you know, Don't go in, you know, don't go on the field without really with a sense of urgency.
Has Coach Zimmer addressed you today, and do you have any specific message to you guys?
You got to do better.
How do you think he'll be this week facing his old Bengals team, first time in the regular season?
He want to win games. We all about winning games here. It's not who we facing, who this. We all got friends around the league. We all see familiar faces. It's about winning games and getting to where we want to go, and that's beating Cleveland. I mean, not beating the Bengals and being able to control our own destiny.
What was your reaction to the Carson Wentz injury?
You know, it's unfortunate. You know, football is 100% injury rate, you know, at any given play. That's why you got to take care of your body to have injury prevention. But there's certain things that you can't, you know, certain things that happen during the play that you can't control, you know. But, you know, that's why I do all my acupuncture massages, fly my people in, you know, crowd therapy, hyperbaric chamber. I try to do everything possible to make sure I can recover faster and the possibility of injury, you know, go down a lot. So try to kind of like bulletproofing.
15-yard face mask penalty. Just one of those where you're trying to make a play and he ducks, and next thing you know, you're grabbing his face mask.
You seen the play. 15 yards. It wasn't like I was trying to grab his face mask.
You're playing a lot of snaps. Not that you did before, but maybe a little bit more. I think last three games, over 93% of the snaps. Just how do you like
I feel
this?
Great.
You
know, I don't mind. I take care of my body. You know, I'm a dog. That's what a dog's supposed to do. You go out there and work. You know, I'm going to work. You know, that's why I come here, you know. You know, I'm going to be on the field, and I'm happy to be on the field. And, you know, it's how you take care of your body. You know, I've already been up hyperbaric chamber 5:30 in the morning, cryo therapy at 8:06, came here, worked out, hot tub, cold tub, got a massage at 5 to 9. Then I go back to hyperbaric chamber, then I meet with my movement coach after this. So, you know, this is what I do. You know, this is what, you know, you play a lot of plays, you got to take care of your body. So, you know, it's part of the game, and, you know, they pay me big money to play big time. So I got to play, so.
4-hour massage.
You know, 4-hour, 5 to 9. Yep.
We're just envious.
Huh?
We're just envious.
Right. My wife is too. And my homeboys who come in, oh, you're just getting a massage, huh? Oh, you're getting your feet rubbed. Man, this is what I got to do to take care of my body. But, yeah, and that's what, you know, playing 93% of the plays, you know, I take good care of my body, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm a workhorse, man. And, you know, I don't feel wore down. I don't feel beat down. I feel like I'm ready to go. I'll be ready Sunday, even better. And, you know, and my foot is only getting better, too. You know, a plantar fascia just don't heal after 3 weeks. I played after 3 weeks, so it heals over time. So, you know, I'm just getting better. And, you know, we're 10-3, and we just got to eliminate the mental errors and go out there and execute our assignments and, you know, be the Vikings that we were. You know, it was uncharacteristic of some of the plays that we did, but it happens, man. It happens. And I'm happy it happened now because we made a good point. You know, if this was the playoffs, we have a game like this, we'd be extra physical. Now, you know, we got three more games. We got one more game to turn it around and the game after that. So, you know, it could be way worse. You know, we're in a good situation. We just got to keep it going that way.
You know, when this team's fight resolved based on how you guys responded to the two previous losses, I mean, no doubt that this team will come through, right, in your mind?
Yeah, you know, we're a very composed team, and, you know, I don't think that we're going to let this get to us at all. We're going to go back to work. We're going to have that sense of urgency. We're going to refocus, and we're going to do our job and clean up the little details of the game, because that will matter most, because that's what beat us, you know, the little details, you know, guy getting over in the gap, striking a guy, filling a hole, tackling, you know, all the little things, you know, that's the details of the game, you know. It wasn't, that's it.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.